I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. One of the architects of the Vietnam War died today. Robert McNamara was 93 years old. He passed away this morning at his home in Washington. Robert McNamara had a varied career, but his legacy lies in the advice that he gave two U.S. presidents. McNamara was the Secretary of Defense for John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. The World's Jason Margolis has this remembrance.
Robert McNamara had a long and distinguished career. He was president of the Ford Motor Company. He ran the World Bank, where he expanded programs to combat poverty. But McNamara will primarily be remembered as an architect of the Vietnam War. Presidential historian Robert Dalek says at first McNamara honestly thought that American forces would overwhelm a small, undeveloped country.
The philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche once said that convictions are a greater enemy of truth than lies. And that's what I think happened with McNamara. He had this conviction that they could manage this war. Johnson believed this. They just didn't think they could lose that conflict. Who the heck were they fighting?
Dalek says by 1967, however, McNamara came to understand that the war in Vietnam was a quagmire. And this realization got to him. His boss couldn't help but notice.
Johnson was troubled by how uneasy and upset, actually, McNamara seemed to be over his continuing service as Secretary of Defense. And Johnson said to some people he was afraid that McNamara was having some kind of collapse or breakdown. So he was as eager to push McNamara out as McNamara was eager to go.
McNamara later said he wasn't sure if he quit or was fired as defense secretary. McNamara was a brilliant man, but he also didn't seem to completely understand his enemy, and it showed.
His attitude is very, very insensitive about the Vietnamese people.
Bui Diem served as the South Vietnamese ambassador to the U.S. from 1966 to 1972.
We South Vietnamese people, we think that when the U.S. intervened in Vietnam, it would be more, human, if I can use the term, to think in terms of the suffering of the Vietnamese people, too, and the consequences of the U.S. intervention in Vietnam.
Many Americans also hold McNamara in part responsible for the deaths of 58,000 U.S. troops. McNamara felt compelled to act in Vietnam, though, to contain the threat of communist expansion. McNamara also helped build up the nation's nuclear arsenal to thwart the Soviet Union. Here he is speaking in 1963. That was the year after the Cuban Missile Crisis brought the U.S. and Soviet Union to the brink of nuclear war.
I don't regard the present communist leaders as wholly reckless. But recent experience in Cuba and on a lesser scale in Berlin has not persuaded me that I can predict with any confidence the sort of challenges that communist leaders will come to think prudent and profitable. If they were to again miscalculate as dangerously as they did last year at this time, it would be essential to confront them, wherever that might be, with the full consequences of their decision.
Later in life, McNamara spoke frequently about how close much of the world had come to annihilation. Stephen Miller of Harvard's Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs says McNamara came to believe that nuclear weapons served no military purpose.
Because the level of destruction was so great, the implications and consequences would be so massive of any even limited use of nuclear weapons that they were essentially useless devices. And that's one of the reasons why he became more and more passionate as his life went on about nuclear arms control.
This stance reflects a tension between McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, and the man in his twilight years. In 1995, McNamara published a memoir, largely accepting responsibility for the failings in Vietnam. Many saw the book as admirable. Others were less generous. A New York Times editorial said McNamara offered the war's dead only a primetime apology and stale tears 3 decades late. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.